I am I'm talking to June Everett. She was mentioned in the article that we just read. She's the campaign director of After School Satan Club and is an ordained minister of the Satanic Temple. Hi, June. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. So we just went over the article, and it said several years ago your son was traumatized. I guess some kids told
him
he
was... They used that word traumatized. I wouldn't say he was traumatized, but he was definitely sad at the time. Yep.
Okay.
The post definitely talked about a little bit of history on me and what led me to the Satanic Temple. Because before finding the Satanic Temple, I just considered myself, you know, kind of an atheist, agnostic type.
Right.
I wasn't raised with my mom's Jewish, and my dad was kind of one of those non-denominational Christians that didn't believe you had to go to church to be a good Christian. So I was kind of raised in a very secular household. Like, we didn't go to church. We didn't do any of that.
Okay.
So when, you know, my kid comes home one day upset after school that, you know, he's going to burn in hell and that he's going to be separated from everybody that he knows and loves if he doesn't accept Jesus Christ into his heart. I started, you know, digging a little deeper and doing some research. And of course, I was very involved with the school at that time. I was on the board of education at that time. So I knew some stuff was going on that kind of crossed the lines between what a public school should be doing and shouldn't be doing when it comes to religion. Because, you know, they're paid for by the taxpayers of their communities, and those exist, you know, that exists with all different types of people with all different types of beliefs and non-beliefs. So, yeah, I started digging a little deeper. I found the Good News Club, you know, and what their mission is, which is to evangelize kids to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they use kids that attend the club to evangelize to their peers.
All right.
So that's what happened to my kid one day, and that's kind of how I found the Satanic Temple and how I am where I am today.
Well, the first thing we want to know is, how is your son doing now? I mean, I know it was several years ago. How's he doing now?
I mean, he's okay. He has a little bit of a twitch in, you know, in his eye, and his head does spins occasionally, but no. You know, he's fine. I mean, we had the talk. We hadn't really talked about heaven and hell and you know, what people's different beliefs are. But thanks to the Good News Club, he now knows that some people believe that they're going to burn in hell if they don't accept certain things and if they do, you know, break certain rules. It's fine. He's not actually traumatized. That wasn't a word I used,
but now this
definitely upset.
This was the first. Now, this happened when he was in the first grade, and the after school programs that are talked about in the story are for high school kids, correct?
And that's where the post got it wrong, because I was confused. The Satanic Temple's After School Satan Club program and the Good News Club only go into elementary schools.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that. It's because the law says that in middle school and high school, what they consider secondary school, they have to be student-led at that point.
As a parent, I find it more troubling that these type of activities, whether it be your activity or a Good News Club, are happening in elementary school when these kids are so impressionable. I'd rather have them be exposed to different things when they're a little older and they can make their own decisions.
Right. And I agree with you on that. And the reason we are there is to offer an alternative to the Good News Club so that people of other religions, other minority religions specifically, and people that know what the Good News Club is all about as far as evangelizing children and their peers that go to this club, you know, we're there to offer like a positive, safe place where we're not threatening them with, you know, threats of hell, and we don't actually teach about Satan, or we don't have them memorize the seven tenets, and we don't have them go out to their friends on the playground and have them talk to them about non-theistic Satanism. We don't do any of that. I wanted to get that, you know, out there so that anyone listening knows that that's not what our goal is. We only go to schools where there is a Good News Club to offer an alternative, safe and positive activities for the kids.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I read, you know, so you guys teach empathy and critical thinking, which, you know, I think are good things to teach. Why are they only in places where why is the ASSC only in places where there are Good News Clubs?
Well, we're only there because we do not feel that religious clubs necessarily belong in public schools. even if it is after school, and even if it is a situation where parents have to sign a permission slip, a lot of people that get upset about us being there forget that you don't have to send your kid. And if you have a problem with us, definitely do not print off a permission slip and sign it and send it to us. but I kind of lost my train of thought there, because your question was,
the question was, you know, if you guys are doing these things like critical thinking and empathy, why only at a good news club?
Right.
That's right.
We don't believe that religious clubs should be in schools, period. But we are there because we're offering an alternative to the Good News Club.
But are you guys a religious club? Because you're saying you're not teaching about the tenets of Satanism. So,
well, we could. I mean, we absolutely could if we wanted to. We just don't want to tell these children that, you know, they need to tell their peers that if they don't believe in non-theistic Satanism, and if they don't believe in the seven tenets, that something awful is going to happen to them. Because our religion doesn't believe that.
Right, but so I mean, I think there's a lot of religions that don't, that aren't about proselytizing. Like you said, you're Jewish or part Jewish. And
community. They're like, we don't want you. You have to prove yourself to us.
Who's this? Who wants that?
You know, they're a really hard religion to actually get into. And you know, there are those religions where they don't proselytize. And we don't either. And we do believe strongly about our seven tenets as adults, that are self-identified Satanists. But we don't teach about it in our programs because, you know, we feel that children should be able to pick and choose as they get older what religious beliefs they would like to follow or not follow. So, you know, and there's a lot of pagans that come to our clubs, a lot of Wiccans, a lot of other like agnostics and atheists and freethinker parents that sign their children up for these clubs. So there's a whole community of parents out there that want to send their children to our clubs that aren't necessarily Satanists.
But couldn't you,
a self-identified Satanist, you know, we don't worship Satan. We don't believe that there is a supernatural being in the sky watching after us. But that doesn't mean we're not, you know, we don't have the deeply held religious beliefs around the seven tenets.
But couldn't you accomplish a lot of the same things that the club does do, which, again, I like from what I understand, what I like with it.
Sure.
If you, like, named it something like the Freethinkers Club or something, instead of affiliating it with Satan, which is scary to a lot of people.
It is. And we get that a lot. And, you know, my joke is always, I guess we could have named it the Better News Club.
There you go.
But the thing is, you know, it's an after-school program that is sponsored by the Satanic Temple. It is run by Satanists, and we are, you know, proud of who we are. So if we were to call it anything else, the Fluffy Bunnies Club, the Better News Club, you know, the Science Club, and people were to find out, oh, okay, this is a club that's sponsored by the Satanic Temple, and Satanists are running this club, we feel that that would actually do more harm than good than being, you know, upright and forward about who we are and what we believe in. Yes, Satan does have, with certain ideologies, an evil, history behind Satan. But we don't believe in that ideology, and we don't believe Satan as an evil thing. You know, legend has it he was the first to stand up to God and start asking questions. And God was like, you know, screw you, get out of here. So we believe as Satan as, you know, a symbol.
Yeah, well, I mean, things kind of took a turn.
That's it.
I mean, I'm not a biblical student, but I mean, Satan's affiliated with some more things than just asking questions. You know, he's not exactly a warm, cuddly fella.
Well, if he's in hell torturing people that are awful people, doesn't that make him some sort of, like, vigilante in the first place? Like, I've always been confused, like, wait, if Satan was real and he's downstairs like collecting evil souls, doesn't that make him like, isn't that a good thing?
Well, that's the good thing. That's the good thing. The bad thing is tempting good people to do bad things. That's the bad part.
We can get in the philosophical side of like religion and how, you know, a benevolent, omniscient God, you know, made this all happen. And if he knew that was going to happen in the first place, then why did he even, you know, bring the apple out and make, you know, Eve tempt Adam with the, like, it's just all.
Listen, I'm with you here. Personally, I'm like, my feelings is do whatever makes you happy. Just don't step on other people's toes doing it. That's the way I feel. Like,
right.
I don't like if you guys did, like, you know, pray to Satan, as long as you're not sacrificing people or animals, I'm cool with it. I really don't care.
And we very well could. I mean, a lot of people get upset. Well, why don't you teach about Satan in your after school club? If okay, well, would you like us to? Because we certainly could. You know, if you want us to, does it make a difference at the end of the day? Does it really make a difference?
Like, I think that would make a difference.
Whatever we want. Yeah. We can do, like, we're simply renting the facilities when we go into these schools.
Right.
And as long as we follow state and federal law and the policies and procedures that the school district has established, we can teach and do whatever we want, just like the Good News Club can, you know, because we're just simply renting the facilities. So, yeah, maybe someday we will start teaching about the seven tenets and having kids, you know, memorize them and sing about them and force it on their classmates. But as of today, we don't believe in doing that, and we do not do that. So
I am guessing I am guessing that you think the Supreme Court and Antonin Scalia got the 2001 court case with that where Good News was in. They got that completely wrong. That's a big purpose of what you guys are doing. Am I correct?
I don't know if that's necessarily the case because, you know, I get viewpoint discrimination, and I get that religious pluralism is a very important part of our country and mm-hmm. what we were founded on.
Right.
And although I don't agree with the Good News Club and their tactics, and obviously I don't agree with their ideology when it comes to and their curriculum when it comes to teaching these children what they're teaching them to also teach their peers, you know, it's a matter of, did they get it wrong or right? Maybe. And maybe someday we can test that, because it seems that when some of these decisions are made, nobody really thinks about some of these minority religions that would demand the same space. For example, in Arkansas, there's a Ten Commandments building up or a monument at the state capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all fine and kosher, and everybody's happy about it until the Satanic Temple asks to put, you know, our Baphomet monument right next to it, and it's like, oh shit, you know, it's like, come on people, like, this is how you get ants. You make a mess, you leave crumbs everywhere, and you get ants.
We covered the story.
The Satanic Temple is coming in and cleaning up the crumbs, right?
Well, listen, I think all of this is wrong. I am completely cool with people want to go to church. I just want it separated from my state and public schools. But that might be a minority opinion in this country, but I think all of this takes us down a path where, if you take it to its logical conclusion, which you guys are doing, makes for it just tears people apart. Where instead of, if you know, you pray in your temple and you pray in your church and everybody goes to public school and we don't have it on the school grounds, people would be a lot happier, probably.
Well, and that's a fair opinion, and it's common. But, you know, what we find scarier than Satan is a government that gets to pick and choose which religions it allows in and which ones it doesn't. And at the end of the day, we're fighting for everybody, including those that don't believe in a higher power or worship, you know, a specific deity. Because at the end of the day, if the government goes unchecked and gets to tell, you know, our state capitol, you know, our state capitol buildings and our public schools, and, you know, different public government buildings across the United States, you get in, but you don't, okay? Then we have a major problem where 50 years, 100 years down the road, all of a sudden there's a gun pointed to your head because you're not believing in the specific God that the government thinks you should be believing in. So we are there to ensure that religious pluralism exists and that at the end of the day, you know, there are checks and balances in place so that Americans can continue to worship as they please or not worship at all.
So did the Virginia chapter open up?
No, it did not. They pulled some shenanigans on us that are currently pending legal, and I can't speak too much of it, but mm-hmm. We definitely have our legal team involved. What they did was they approved our application.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any issues. And then the superintendent decided to take it upon himself and send out an email basically warning the school district community that, you know, they had to approve our club, that, you know, the Supreme Court decided this back in 2001, and that the decision was really above their decision-making abilities. So they sent out this email, and of course it got everybody all in a tizzy, and the community, of course, reacted the way that the community is going to react when they don't know who we are and they don't take half a minute to Google who we are. And so they decided to pretty much let the community threaten us with security. That's what they're kind of holding against us, is that there's too many security threats right now that they don't feel comfortable letting us do our club, where it's, you know.
So what happens? What happens if you counter to them? Go, no, no, we're going to have security for the teachers and for the students. We're going to pay for security. It's our program. We're going to pay. I mean, obviously, it's a burden on you guys. But what have you guys countered with something like that?
We tried, and they will not. They still. They're saying, nope, this is up to the school district. We have to have our own security assessments. We're going to have to like hire off-duty police officers. And no, you cannot proceed forward until, you know, we get this security issue resolved. And there's more to the story than that. They wouldn't let us send out our permission slips like they sent out the Good News Club permission slips. The principal of the school actually sent them out. Mm-hmm. And then when we were approved, we asked the school district to send our permission slips out. And it was a big, oh, no, you know, sorry, can't do that. We broke district policy before, but now we're going to enforce the rules. And we had a parent volunteer that was on the application that was all of a sudden very fearful that she was going to be publicly doxxed and, you know, possible harm to herself and her family. So she took her name off the application, and that's when the school district decided to cancel it without, you know, contacting me, who I'm the one with my signed name on the application. I'm the one that submitted the application. I'm the one that did all the paperwork. So they were just like, boom, canceled, done, like no discussion. And then they caused the scene by allowing all of these upset community members to come into the board meeting. And, you know, basically it was like open mic night for local pastors. And right now they're still like not responding to any of our emails about moving forward, because we would like to have, we have 15 kids signed up for this club.
Okay.
So let me just say that 15, we've received 15 permission slips, and we have parents that are eager to allow their children to attend. But as of right now, we're not sure if we're going to be able to launch the club on January 19th.
So your legal argument would be, and I take it you're ready to take this as high as you can, your legal argument would be that they are putting obstacles in place for your group to practice its religion in an unfair way compared to another religion.
Absolutely. They've instituted more hoops for us to jump through since they've decided to cancel our application, hoops that didn't exist previously. You'll have to Google, and your listeners will have to Google, what they call a heckler's veto. And it involves the First Amendment, and it basically says, you know, you can't tell someone that they don't have a First Amendment rights just because it's not a popular opinion.
Right.
Right. So just because the community is upset about it doesn't give any government organization the right to take away that ability just because, you know, we don't like Satan. That's not grounds for prohibiting us from this access. So, yeah, we absolutely feel. Oh, and we did happen to do a FOIA request, and we did happen to see that the Good News Club is renting the facilities at no charge, and they were going to charge us $180. I wasn't sure if that was for the year or if it was per.
But still, it doesn't matter. You're getting charged something that they don't have to get charged. And the Good News Club does not have to provide security, correct?
Absolutely not, because, you know, people aren't upset about the Good News Club. But
well, that's irrelevant to whether they're making policy or not. I mean, theoretically, you could show up with a bunch of Satanists or whoever, or non-Satanists, and make threats, and now all of a sudden there is a quote-unquote security risk.
And we talked about, you know, doing that. What if all of a sudden, you know, the bikers down the street, the big biker bar, you know, guys that support us, decide that they want to start showing up and yelling and screaming at, you know, parents during pickup and making a big scene? Like, all of a sudden, are you going to have to, you know, have them pay for off-duty law enforcement to be present and have this this extra hoop to jump through? So we definitely aren't giving up on this, and we do have our legal team that's working it, and hopefully we'll be able to resolve this peacefully. We've been trying to do that for a couple, mm-hmm. you know, 3-4 weeks now, and it is just one continuous hoop after the other. And now, you know, because they're worried about what their community is going to do to us, right? It's not our people that are violent. It's not our people that are making threats, right? It's other, you know, people that believe, you know, Satan is an actual thing and it's so evil and we're going to go in and do these awful things. they're the ones that are threatening violence on us.
But you understand. I'm sure you understand why having Satan affiliated with is going to get people angry. Listen, I'm a Gen Xer. When I was growing up, a Motley Crue "Shout at the Devil" was a big problem. I mean, you bring the devil into it, people are going to get upset. You know this. You guys are you're a provocative group. You're a provocative name. You know this.
I understand. I've launched six after school Satan clubs. Mm-hmm. We've had protesters at every single club, peacefully protesting. That's the key word.
Yeah, that's fine.
A couple off duty, you know, maybe on duty police officers show up just to make sure that things don't get out of hand with the peaceful protesters. Because my people, we walk into the building. We don't stand around and yell and scream. We do not encourage counter protesting. We walk into the building. We do the club. We have a great time with the kids, and we leave. Like, that's our only business.
So what's in a class? Give me an example of what an average day in the ASSC for elementary school kids looks like.
I will do that, but I wanted to circle back to the fact that, you know, I've launched six clubs. We've had protesters peacefully protesting. That is absolutely their right to be upset, to not agree. Like, that is what makes America great, right? And there's never been an issue. And this particular school district has somehow made it up in their mind that won't be the case here.
Well, when was the last time you went into a new community? Because things are changing. Things are getting more volatile in this country. So this just might be a symptom of that. When was the last time you started a new program?
Washington, Ohio on November 28th. I was in Tehachapi, California on December 5th.
Okay.
And then, you know, this Chesapeake, Virginia club that was supposed to take off on December 15th. So I had launched two brand new clubs 2 weeks prior to that.
Okay.
Had zero issues.
Fair enough.
And trust me, people are still pissed off in those communities, you know.
But you know why? You know why? They don't want to hear that, you know, we're not sacrificing goats, and we're not saying, you know, who's going to hell and that. You know why they're upset. It's in the name.
I know why, and I think I have my opinion, which may not be a popular opinion, but we're challenging their privilege on this, and they don't like it.
Nobody does.
It's more than just Satan, and it's more than God, and it's more than what we believe. It's because, you know, when we demand equal access and it's something that, you know, that they have privilege to, and we're challenging that, people take big issue. They don't care. They don't want to look us up. They don't want to research. They don't want to, you know, educate themselves for half a second and see what we're actually, you know, doing and who we actually are. We're challenging that privilege, and they absolutely have a problem with it.
Have you met us? You want people to look things up? You want people to educate themselves? Have you met who we are?
In New York?
We're in New York.
Yeah, I have a club that's supposed to launch in 2 weeks in Endwell, New York.
Where's that?
Be out there here. Endwell?
Yeah.
Near Syracuse, maybe?
Okay.
I have to familiarize myself with a map, but yeah, there should be After School Satan Club taking off here in New York within a couple weeks.
And has there been pushback?
We haven't officially got approval yet because they're starting to make us jump through some hoops. I know, big shocker.
So you guys are actually growing. So how many kids are – you said you have 15 signed up for Chesapeake. How many kids on average are in these clubs?
Sure. So the Wilmington, Ohio club that I launched had about 8 kiddos.
Okay.
And then the Tehachapi, California club that I launched right after that had about 9 kids. So
okay.
I think as we're, you know, continuing to grow – and get ourselves out there, that parents are less hesitant to send their kids.
Now, do these kids...
The first couple clubs I launched were like, you know, 3 or 4 children.
Okay.
So absolutely growing in size.
Do these kids like get, you know, we're talking about elementary school kids, and elementary school kids can be assholes. Do these kids get bullied by their peers because they're participating in your club, which is mainstream?
I haven't heard of any of the kids that attend After School Satan Club getting bullied.
Good.
I mean, it would take their parents to obviously reach out to me and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had any parents or guardians tell me that their children are.
Oh, I think I lost you there.
I don't know what it's going to look like down the road when we have 50 or 100 clubs. I'm sure there could be potential for bullying there. Kids will bully each other over the dumbest things.
Yes.
So I could see it being significant enough that there could be that. But, you know, we'll just have to see how that goes.
Now,
I wanted to...
I was just going to say, to be fair, I mean, you were clearly marketing this to children because the logo is not, I don't want to say it wrong, is it Buffetamet? Am I saying that? I'm saying that wrong. But
our little you mean our professor guy for After School Satan Club?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is not the statue with the head of a goat and two children next to it. It's a goofy, cartoonish, devilish type of character. It's complete. It's marketed for kids.
The After School Club.
Right.
I mean, yeah, we don't send the permission slips. Well, we haven't been able to get the permission slips out to any kids directly because the schools, you know, usually decide that we come along and all of a sudden there's rules and policies about sending out permission slips from After School Satan Club. But, yeah, I mean, it's a cartoon character. We're not beating around the bush about, like I said, who we are or what we represent or what we do. And in the clubs, I know you asked, like, what's a typical club meeting look like? Well, having said that, you know, we don't teach about Satanism, we don't teach about the seven tenets, and we don't teach about, you know, our religion. We do have activities based around the seven tenets. So a lot of our clubs are doing project, community project type things, STEM projects, different art projects. Like we've done the dog tie ropes for local animal shelters in one club. Okay. We did cards for the sick kiddos at the local children's hospital. There was lots of glitter involved. It was super fun. We've done the rocks, the kindness rocks for the kiddos. Something about rocks. Kids love painting rocks, where they paint the rocks and put little cute messages on them, and we deliver them throughout the community. And we have all sorts of fun stuff lined up for this year. But I really like my volunteers to kind of be able to pick and choose what activities they'd like to do.
So what happens?
As long as it doesn't, of course, involve sacrificing goats. And yeah, the kids have a great time.
Well, I mean, these sound like lovely activities, whatever the club would be. So what happens when you guys roll up, I don't know, to the sick kids or you know, senior citizens? I'm sure you guys do stuff for senior citizens, whatever it is. And there's this thing, but it's sponsored by the Satan Club. Do the people who are receiving this, like, do they get taken aback? Or are you guys embraced? What's that reaction like?
You know, part of what comes with the territory, with our growth, you know, considering that we've really only been around 10 years, which is just a tiny, tiny, tiny blip on the radar.
Right.
As more and more people become familiar with us, as we do continue to, our different congregations across the world continue to do good works in their communities and let their presence be known that we are, you know, trying to bring positivity to the communities that we live in, it's becoming less and less weird. You know, I'm part of the congregation here in Colorado, and we do a couple drives for, like, the veterans and for some of the shelters here in town. And at first it was like, ooh, who are you? And now they absolutely love us. They're like, they prefer us over any of the other organizations because there's no strings attached, right? Like, here's all your stuff. Have a great day, you know? So as we continue to grow more and more, you know, people don't leave, you know, and I hope that in 10 or 20 years from now, they're not even going to flinch when we show up with cards for the sick kids or, you know, the dog tie ropes. I know a lot of the animal shelters love working with us. We just did a back to school night where we raised $600,
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't sound like a lot of money, but we raised $600 and the local SPCA animal shelter took all the donations from that. And they were like, you know, we don't care where it's coming from as far as, like, you know, we get compared to hate organizations that are on, like, the hate watch list. We're not that. Like, we are not known for violence. We are not known for threatening people. We are not known for, you know, going after people with hate. That's not who we are. So once we establish that, they're all about us.
So it seems like in order for your organization to grow, you need to keep on doing these good deeds and probably get testimonials from these organizations. So when you roll into a town like mm-hmm. Chesapeake or up or Enwell, New York, you could go, listen, here's what we're actually doing. It seems like it seems like that's the next step. And then maybe like a Saturday morning cartoon, maybe something like that.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what we're doing. And when people ask, why are you doing this? Well, we are Satanists. We live in your communities. We want to show the communities that we're here and that we're here to stay and that we're passionate people and that we are good people. And we want to, like, leave positive, you know, influences with the kids in the communities and the people in the communities and show people that, you know, what you think is evil isn't always you think is good, you know, a cough, cough Catholic priest across the United States, isn't always good, right?
Right.
So, you know, we encourage people to dig a little deeper, like what you see on the surface may not always be what it is. And your, you know, assumptions are, could be wrong. And, you know, just like, hey, take a step back and actually see what we're all about and what we're doing here.
I hear you. I support the message. I think it's very interesting what you guys are doing. I still contend.
Thank you.
I still contend that once you affiliate with Satan, which is your right, and I got no problem with it, I don't care, people aren't going to listen, unfortunately. And that's more about us than it is about you. But that's who we are as a
sure.
people.
As a species.
Yeah.
And my job is to encourage them to dig deeper. But if they won't, at the end of the day, right, okay, you know, you don't have to like us. You don't have to understand us. You don't have to, you know, believe us. But we are here, and we do have the same rights as you, and we're not going anywhere, and we're going to continue to do our thing, whether you like it or not. That's the beauty of this country.
Well, I wish you guys luck, and
thank
you know,
you.
You're welcome. I do think you guys are trying to open minds and help kids, and I do hope, you know, I do think there's a chance that your Chesapeake situation is going to go up the ladder in federal court, and if it does, I hope you reach out and keep us abreast of what's going on with that.
Yeah, if you see us in the headlines, don't be afraid to reach out to me. And, you know, like I said, we hope to be in New York here shortly. So if something does happen to, you know, go viral there, that's never our goal, but it tends to happen. You know, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to hop on and give you, you know, chat with you guys.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, June.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.